Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, for my birth and everything that's followed. I thank you, Lord, for today, and I will pray for tomorrow. I thank you, Lord, for the love of my life and a friend. I made a promise, and I'm loving my wife to the end. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance, because it's all that counts. And right here, right now, Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought but to start, but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live. Bear with me. Amen. We each walk the path that you've chosen. I'm ready to meet us. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. Lord, you left me stranded, and I don't know why. Told me to live my life, now I'm ready to die. Ready to fly, I cry, but I shed no tears. You told me you were dead, those fears. It's been years, snakes still coming at me. Just missing. Sometimes I think all you do with me is just listen. I thought that I was special, that's what you told me. Hold me, stop acting like you don't know me. What I do so bad that it sent you away from me. Not only sent you away, but made you stay away from me. My child, I'm here as I've always been. It is you who went away and now I'm back again. What did I say? Follow your word and be true. What did you do? Well, what I wanted to do. What have you seen? Darkness and hell in a glance. What do you want? All I want is another chance. To meet them, where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war follows the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them, where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war follows the law of the Lord. Just because you went away, my doors are not locked. Wanna come back home? All you gotta do is knock. You see, I left home a boy, but returned as a man. Full grown, and I'm still not able to stand. I gave you a hand. Well, but I was looking the wrong way. Figured out the plan, then I started to pray. And that prayer took me from here, over there, back to over here. Now it got me like, where do I belong? Do I fit in? Things on my mind, where do I begin? It's easier to sin, but it hurts my heart. I'm really trying to win, so where do we start? Thou shalt not steal. But what if he stole from me? Thou shalt not kill. But what if he's trying to kill me? Thou shalt not take my name in vain. No matter how hard it rains, withstand the pain. Ready to meet him, where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war follows the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet him, where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet our Father, who art in heaven. I'm not ashamed to ask for guidance at 27. No longer afraid to knock on your door. Not scared anymore to lose my life in the war. After what I just saw,
I'm riding with the Lord, cause I really can't afford to lose my head by the sword. So now that I've seen what I need to see, please take me where I need to be.
What have you learned?
It's better to tell the truth than a lie.
What have you learned?
To love my life until I die.
What have you learned?
Violence isn't always the key.
What have you learned?
You can't always believe what you see.
What have you learned?
It's better to forgive and forget.
What have you learned?
Give as you expect to get.
What have you learned?
That I can't go on without you.
What have you learned?
I must have been a fool to ever doubt you.
Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. Just fight back to the same fight. They got a suspect in the war, but the real war is to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. Just fight back to the same fight. They got a suspect in the war, but the real war is to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them. I'm ready to meet them. I'm ready to meet them.
Here, anywhere else? Oh, yeah, good morning. Yeah. I have some unfinished business. Last time I was on the air, even. So I did tell you, I did say to any listeners that I was going to locate in the literature, in the scriptures, where a certain idea was. So we're going to toy around. Well, not toy around with the idea, but for lack of better words, evaluate it. You know, I'm not going to apostatize it or whatever. But we're going to evaluate it because I feel like I owe it to God. You know, I owe it to my Father, to my Heavenly Father. You know, mind you, I owe it to my earthly father to live up to my potential. But I owe it to my heavenly father. So, with that being said, I am going to leave stones turned. I'm not going to flip every block. Because of the dynamics of the circumstance and the particular text that I'm going to be going over, I do have to, you know, ask that you bear with me and that understand that this is not solely for me. It is for me, but it's not solely for me. It's mostly for God's sake. So, you know, bear with me on just give me and God a little time. You know what I mean? Just to kind of put this in a place to where it can benefit other people, right? It's billion people on the planet, and, you know, very few people have opportunity to listen to other people or to conversate about certain things. So, you know, we're just going to kind of move in a certain territory. With that being said, in Tehillim, in the book of Psalms, chapter 107. So I'm gonna pull this up in both versions, so I can have both versions in front of me. I just want to go back and forth, you know, when I see name of God in the Hebrew, where in English it'll say the Lord. If I see the name of God in Hebrew, you know, it lets me know that it's that we're giving thanks to a particular. I mean, of course, you know, we know if we're Christians and Jews, we pretty much pray to one God. But sometimes when the Bible says, you know, Elohim or whatever, you know, it's you know, generalized statements at different times. So I just like to have both versions pulled up. And so not going to play around too much, because I'm going to limit it on time. Anyway, the verse itself, let's see. Okay. What is the soul message? Okay. Is 107:27. And I might have mentioned that. Verse 107:27. But I was praying you to the Most High Father. God, we ask that anybody, you know, be blessed like I am, you know, by the reading of this word. So, and forgive me for, you know, anything that's in me or in my mind that would not allow me to be in your presence rightfully. With that being said, let's go ahead and do this. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, for his kindness is eternal. Those redeemed by the Lord shall say it. So I'm saying, those who he redeemed from the hands of an oppressor and gathered them from land, from the east to the west, from the north and from the sea. They strayed in the desert on the road of desolation. They did not find the inhabited city. Hungry as well as thirsty, their souls enwrapped itself in them. They cried out to the Lord in their distress. From their straits he rescued them. He led them on a straight road to go to an inhabited city. They shall give thanks to the Lord for his kindness and for his wonders to the children of men. For he said it, a yearning soul, a hungry soul, he filled with goodness. Those who sit in darkness and shadow of death, prisoners of affliction and iron. For they rebelled against the words of God. They scorned the counsel of the Most High, and he humbled their hearts with toil. They stumbled with no one to help them, and they cried out to the Lord in their distress. From their straits he saved them. He took them out of the darkness and the shadow of death. He broke their bonds. They shall give thanks to the Lord for his kindness and his wonders to the children of men. For he broke the copper doors, cut off the iron bars. Fools, because of the way of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul despises all food, and they reach the portals of death. They cry out to the Lord in their distress. From their straits he saved them. He sent his word and healed them. He extricated them from their pit. Like extracted them. Extricated. Okay, that's a new word. I haven't read that one. It's a new word. They should give thanks to the Lord for his kindness and his wonders to the children of men. That's the third time he said that. You know, every time God says something twice, or, I mean, it's obviously it's poetic form, but every time God says something three times, he wants you to examine that. So I'm going to look at that later, but not today. Now, that was verse 22. those who go down to the sea in ships, who do work in mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. He spoke. He set up a tempest, and it raised its waves. They went up to the heavens. They came down to the depths. Their soul melted with trouble. They were frightened and staggered like a drunkard, and their wisdom was destroyed. They cried out to the Lord for their distress. Take them out of their straits. The tempest that he had set up settled into a calm, and their waves were still. They rejoiced that they were still. He led them to a region of their desire. They shall thank the Lord for his kindness and for his wonders to the children of men, and they shall exalt him in an assembly of the people, and in sitting of elders praise him. He makes rivers into the desert and springs of water into an arid place. Okay. Good. In verse 27, this is where we get praise in English terms, being at your wit's end. This verse 27 is an expression of breaking. Like in the cleft, or the destroyed, you know, their wisdom being destroyed means the wits, you know, the snap broke. And I think the thing that draws me to this is, I think we all get to that point. We all get to a point where, you know, you're just overwhelmed. And being overwhelmed with something, sometimes it takes you, it's almost like, well, let me just put it this way. Whenever you're overwhelmed, you have to understand that it's a natural occurrence. It's a natural phenomenon. The mind can only take so much, and the mind is meant to be at peace. Ultimately, just like a car or anything else, you have to have maintenance. This is why God said rest on a certain day. Rest every day, certain day. Rest every day. Your body needs that. It's like the manual for your body. Your body needs to rest every day. You know, time is, you know, every time it's supposed to rest. And your mind is supposed to rest. You're supposed to take your mind off of work, take your mind off of creating, take your mind off of, you know, doing anything yourself, or enjoying your family and your life and God and all the things that God put on the planet for us to enjoy. And when you disobey this natural order of life, and you know, we have a tendency as humans to fight back against God. That's why, you know, we wrestle with God, and the way that things are supposed to go, we have a tendency to kind of kick against the prick. And sometimes it gets to a point to where, you know, you find yourself up against a challenge or a test. And that test can become so overpowering. It's like being in a boat. And when you're in a boat, if you're trying to walk around and you're on big waves, you will find that there's no balance. You don't have your, you know, your equilibrium is kind of off. You know, you don't really have the stability, and there's nothing, you know, there's no foundation there. You have to rely on something other than yourself to balance you, which is the water has to balance you. It has to calm down in order, you know, for you to be able to really catch your balance. And it's compared in the scripture as being like a drunken man, you know, staggering around like they lost their wits. And this is the way we find ourselves when we're overwhelmed with too much of something. And you have to, you know, take your hat off sometimes. Just take your hat off. And then you will find yourself available to thank God for whatever, you know, rest he's giving you. This is the important factor. Just when you're able to come out of it, you will find yourself thanking God, you know, for this natural deliverance that you couldn't have done yourself. Right? And so that's my thing, you know, for today. I wanted to kind of go into that. I'm not going to dwell on it too long, but I just say myself personally, I find myself dealing with a situation and dealing with occurrence like this and make it through, and you don't really know how you make it through. You don't really know how you're making it through, or you don't really know how you still survive, you know, how you still standing up with all this rocking and reeling that the boat is doing. How is it that I'm still standing up? How is it that I still reached the shore? You know, how is it that I still made it to dry land when all the waves subside? Well, you understand, if you're a believing person, you understand this only through the deliverance of Yahweh, the Most High Father. And so we Allah, you know, Allah. I love God, you know, so I have to thank him, because sometimes it's the only thing that keeps you focused on getting the dry land. It's just knowing that you can thank God for anything good, like breath, like air, you know. And it's something that's so uncontrollable, but it's air, you know. Sometimes you want to hold your breath, but you can't. You still breathe. So that's that. Just based on that, because I did leave it open. And I think it's important. I think it's important to just know that everybody staggers when you in that kind of situation. Everybody stumbles when you're in that kind of situation. It's just the current. And once the waves subside, you know, you can thank them during the waves, because you know it'll stop. No waves last forever. No wave is going to go throughout the duration of the whole ocean. It'll stop sooner or later. So that's that. We're going to run it down, and then when I go off the air, I might drop a little something for you.
What if the world was only one step away? Would you step away? And what if the world was only one breath away? Would you take my breath away?
If the world was a pair of clippers, it'd be Elton Brand and Sam Cassell and Faye them all. If I could play this world like basketball, if the world was a record, it'd be off the wall. But MJ ain't my name. The world is just like a regular game. What if the world was a cellular phone and the phone would ring? It'd be just like rain. And when you hang up, it'd be so much pain. What if the world was a big ass plane? Would that unice your chain? Maybe then you'd be ready for change. What if the world was a car? It'd probably be a Ford. Nah, it'd be some shit I couldn't afford. And that makes me wonder.
Would you step away? And what if the world was only one breath away? Would you take my breath away? What if the world was only one step away? Would you step away? And what if the world was only one breath away? Would you take my breath away?
Now what if the world was a ring? Believe I give it to you. And like a familiar dream, every day be deja vu. I picture the world as a movie, I'd like to see it too. And when this world is a problem, I'd like to be there to see it through. I wish this world was like a melody, and every morning you could tune in and listen to peace. See, if this world was like R&B, it'd bring out the best in me, and I could be like So Marquee. Cause I could rewrite the whole world back on key. I'd write the hit to put us all back in harmony. And if the world only had one MIC, and it was showtime, tell me who be your MC. And as this world is being rewatched on my TV, every day is like another rerun of Dynasty. But here's my dynasty. What if the world was seven-figure fam, seven-figure friends, seven-figure fans? I can't help but wonder.
Only wanna step away, would you step away? And what if the world was only one breath away? Would you take my breath away? What if the world was only one step away? Would you step away? And what if the world was only one breath away? Would you take my breath away?
What if the world was a step away? And we done walked out his way, and all of a sudden they wanna take his steps away. Or if the world was only one breath away, and I only needed one breath a day to make it, it came down to that last breath, would you take it? I feel like I'm a breath away, seen so many yesterdays. Seem like anything else I say could be the only thing left to say. What if the world was just glad to see another day? Take a knee, now let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for looking over Jay. Even though I'm not worth it, I want to take this time out to stop and ask that you bless the case. And I pray that you put my kids on the right path and don't let them stray. What if the world has their way, they throw us into the fray? I want to fly in the blue sky, so please remove the gray. So please remove the gray and soothe my blues away. This past Sunday I paid my dues and I don't make enough change to jangle. And if it wasn't for you, I'd have broke my ankles walking in these shoes. So I thank you.
All right. Okay. Look. That's what I was waiting on. Okay, so we got 90 seconds. And then you know how we do. Once we go off the air, you know, I might drop anything. It just depends on what's fresh on my mind at that point. So anybody who's listening, I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you. Anybody who cares on, you know, download or whatever, however you do it. Future streamers, thank you. You can like, leave a comment, or whatever you want to do. And, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. So, here we go. We're going to drop one, we're going to come back, and then we're going to chop it up.
It's simple. Who love me and who don't, Lord, let it reveal. Should I go back to save them or let them die in the field? How you out there living life? You just dancing with ghosts. How many people with them they known more than a year? Gotta move smart, got something to lose. No, wait. No, please. No.
Shackles on my feet, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People left me, you was round for me. Round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I grow with. You don't want no problems with me. These shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
I almost brought that back. Real talk. A real life true story. I almost brought that back because on GP. How you top that? Like, there's nothing else. Nothing else. You know. What else can you say after that? Hey, look. The thing about it is I'm not going to be doing this show as much, you know. I'm going to be going to a new podcast. Actually got a bigger gig. So, you know how we do, you know how, you know, it's going to be live, it'll be jumping. And I will frequent this occasionally. Well, I mean, I will, you know, stop by occasionally. And definitely, once I find out exactly the details about the new podcast, what's his name, and, you know, what the hook going to be and all that. Murphy Lee, that's the name I was trying to think of the other day. I thought somebody had told me a story about the whole time I thought he was talking about Murphy Lee. And then, anyway, what the hook going to be? Yeah, all right. So the point is, once I figure out what, you know, what the whole setup gonna be with the new podcast, y'all be the first to know. So that's one of the things that I wanted to disclose, just drop on the table right quick. The other stuff is, I have information about a couple of things. Give me 1 second. Go check out The Legend of Soul, Part 1. Check out The Legend of Soul, Part 1. I Smell Smoke. That's fire. Then, check out The Legend of Soul, Part 2, by Yasso. Okay? Now, I will tell you what to do after that, but you think I was joking if I said it's actually a part 3 and a part 4, but I'm not joking. It actually is a part 3 and a part 4. So after you check out 1 and 2, and then you be like, man, what happened next? then go straight to part three. Then you'll get start to get the feel of it'll start to sink in. And then once it sink in, boom. Check out part four, and then you gonna like it. You gonna like it. Also, I gotta pay some bills right quick. This episode, is thanks to Soul Southern, the supergroup, and Soul Auteur. Thank you. Played a huge part in why I'm able to be on there right now. So I thank them, and check out that the album. Pre-sale went up on their album, and that's tight. So the album is called Soul Out Tour. Check it out. It's Soul Southern, Southern Love. Check out Marcel Casanova, Southern Love 1, Southern Love 2. Hey, I might be giving you information y'all don't need to know, but check all that out. Down South Flavor, Soul Southern, is a single. Trail Ride, Soul Southern, is a single. Those are two singles that already released, I think. And you can get those singles. I would try iTunes, and I also would try, CD Baby. that's just my, off the top guess, and I guess I should have, pulled up my notes before I decided to do that. But I just figured I would go ahead and, get it out to all the sponsors in the world. Let's see who else. Tell you what, this is what I do. When I come back, I'm going to do a whole show with just all top information that you need to know. Because it's a list. It's just a list. And early morning, and I'm not there with my list right now. So I apologize for not having my ducks swimming. But, if I got one duck and I say it's worth $1, would you buy it? That's all you got to know. But you know what I'll do? Let's do this. I got about a hot almost 5 minutes. So I've been keeping up with the thing, I told y'all about the thing, and I really shouldn't be watching it as much as I have with the insurrection and whatever, and I probably should be watching it as much as I have, but if America is not like the exact description of Babylon, I mean, the more we push ourselves towards the idea of what America's idea of freedom is, which they came in all through our schooling. Let me say it that way. They taught us that, oh, you know, they came here because they wanted to have religious freedoms and whatnot, da da da. And I get it, because they was a big thing with the Catholics and the Protestants. We get all that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we get that. But, you know, you come here with this idea of godliness and, you know, wanting to be able to live right. And the freedom to live right. Freedom to live right. You know, that's the essence of what America is based on. But I think it's a thin line between genius and insanity. You know? And I obviously I'm correlating two ideas, but how do you go from, you know, I want to be right so bad that I'll do this. You know what I mean? Like, you take all the situation that's going on, if you all the way back from, you know, the everything that, and I'll tell you what, throughout the whole 2020, there were a lot of pastors that did a lot of good, you know, articulating different topics about what was going on. And that kind of puts you in the place of kind of what I'm reaching for is, like, how do you go from, like, we want our country to be one way, so we do, you know, we'll bust up in here and kill somebody for it. You know, right? But it's kind of odd because based off of what the country was built on, the idea of this religious freedom that the country was built on, how did it get to here? You know, I mean, it's almost like, how did I get to here from where I started? I went all the way around and then I ended up here. Right. That's kind of what the country did. That's kind of where we at as a people. And our mind is like, let me tell you something. Don't think for one second that you aren't the product of Roman Catholicism. Start there. All right? Peace. I'm out.